Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
We talk it like we walk it. Collective mind.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace with our family. We back in the camp, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is your girl, Raiju.
All right, and we are Collective Minds Radio. We back again, family, another week. You feel me, Collective Minds? We ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think, you dig? Happy spring equinox, because spring is upon. I think the first day of spring was actually yesterday. You dig, so, you know, happy spring equinox, and, yeah, we back again, family, so we here, we appreciate y'all tuning in. Before we get started with the show, my brother Mufasa and Queen Rigel, how was y'all week, and do y'all got any announcements for us?
I had a great week, no big announcements. Oh, tune in to the Ozzy Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire on Verse for Easter. I guess I can say that another time, but I'm going to start today. And that's it.
All right. Yes, indeed. My brother Mufasa, how was your week, my brother? Do you got any announcements for us?
Hey, I had a good week. I'm highly favored, blessed, blacktastic. And I'm enjoying this nice day. I'm on the road, enjoying this beautiful weather that we're having right now. Only announcement I want to say, I don't know if you can really consider it an announcement, though, but I just want to make a statement that I really, 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 really miss Donald Trump. I miss the Don. You know, this bumbling idiot that we have now, the man can't even walk up steps, don't know really who the president, he calls the vice president, the president. I'm tired of this cat already. It ain't been a full year. My gas prices is slowly going up more and more. So I'm sick of this new regime, and I really miss Donald Trump. That was my boy, and I wish we could get him back. I just had to make that statement, get that off my chest.
All right.
Right, the Dodgers say he coming back though. They about to to get a new social media site. And Dodgers say he coming back. Right, yes indeed. So yeah,
I don't
want to
wait
family.
4 years.
Right. We here, family. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. Hit us up 929-477-1697. This week, no specific topic. We are doing an open discussion, basically just talking about the week's news. So hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind, and you know, we don't get the conversation started on this end, and then we'll get to the call lines. You dig? Yeah, y'all got some news y'all want to share, put out there? You know, I yield the floor to you guys if y'all want to put something out there that we can discuss.
I mean, we can start off talking about. We can start off talking about the situations with the Asians. I like to hear everybody's Asian hate crime. I like to hear everybody's opinion about that. I just found it very interesting. But basically, from what I know about this situation, in Atlanta, there were 6 Asian women, I believe, that were shot and killed at a salon. And from there, this
right,
started
they
a whole bunch.
They weren't all Asian women.
Okay.
They wasn't
it was
not, wasn't
Asian.
All Asian women.
But they were all Asians, right? 6.
No, it was I think it was one. It was mostly women, mostly Asian, but I think they said a man got killed that was working there, and I think he was a white guy.
Okay.
He had nothing to do with the salon. He was just working like maintenance or something, they said. And he ended up getting killed.
Okay,
so
how many Asians were killed? 5?
8.
It was 8 Asians killed.
Yeah, let's get there. Right. Well, no. Let's get the story because we want to, report.
Okay. Well, what's the story?
Hold on.
Okay, because I thought it was either way there were Asians that were killed, but from there it sparked a lot of outrage about the Asian whomever killed the Asians that were killed in the incident sparked a lot of outrage about Asian hate crime. So now a lot of people are saying that they have been victimized, that now there's this epidemic of Asians being attacked and killed and brutalized, and so now it's this pour of outrage and it's this mass about Asian hate.
Yeah, we're hearing some, what's that background noise? Somebody playing a video game back there? What's going on?
That's probably Mufasa.
That's
actually callers. I'm getting messages from people on the call line, so excuse that, y'all.
Okay. Well, yeah, so it sparked a lot of outrage about that, about the ones that were killed that were Asian. And, yes, I think that sound can probably be muted, I believe. Most notifications, I think, have a mute or silence there. But I found it interesting that they have this big campaign and outrage, not condoning any murders of any kind of any race, but the history with Black America has never been considered hate crimes or anything like that. So I just found that was interesting comparing the situation to our history, and now the outrage when it comes to Asians, now they're saying, okay, this is hate crime, and now they want to start this big campaign. It's like, where is this massive hate crime and outpour when it comes to the African American race being brutalized for histories and centuries of time, and it's never looked at as a hate crime, and I don't understand why, and it's definitely a hate crime. You know, I think the language that they use is important, because now that they are considering this a hate crime, they're using the word hate crime. I think they're gonna really try to do something about it, you know. So I just found that part of it interesting. So I wanted to hear how other people kind of viewed the incident, what's their take on it, if they even have a take on it. They may not even compare it the same way that I did. So I'd be interested in hearing other people's viewpoints when it comes to that situation, because that was mine.
Right. Right. Yes, indeed.
Can y'all also give like a quick breakdown of the story? Was it was one a gunman? Like what exactly?
Yeah.
What happened?
Right. What took place? Right. It was a gunman, what I call a suspected white supremacist. Last week, went up into three spies and killed eight people. Now, six of the people were Asian women, including four Koreans, according to this USA Today article. Okay, and the other two were males that were injured. So a total of eight people. It was a suspected white supremacist went up into these spots. Now his and shot these people. Now his defense is he's saying that he was addicted to and he was having a bad day according to the Atlanta police chief. This excuse that they're giving him. Now,
he
like Rogers just said,
Brother Kevin, I didn't hear real quick. He was addicted to what?
He was addicted to sex. He had a sex addict, and these spies are known, you know, they do, you know, they may give you a happy ending, or they known, they're part of the sex industry, quote unquote. A lot of these spies, you know, unbeknownst to a lot of people, a lot of these spies are hooked up with the sex industry, you know, the trafficking industry and all that type stuff. Because you get these, you know, immigrants or illegals coming over and they work at these spots, these women, Asian women work at these spots, you know, to try to come up in America and get a, you know, get a little footing or whatever. But yeah, so he went up in these spots. I personally believe it was a hate crime. A lot of people are pushing for the hate crime, you know, but the media is actually going along with the narrative that this dude just had a sex addiction and that's why he went up and shot these people, which I don't believe. Now, leading up to that, it seems like from what I was seeing, it was a campaign to try and tie black people to anti-Asian violence. You know, they had a few random incidents that they was putting up where I think a homeless or crazy black man pushed the Asian man in New York City. And there was a few other incidents where they was talking about, you know, stop Asian hate, stop this and that. And a lot of it was they were saying was coming from the black community, which is a lie, as if black people had some type of, you know, vendetta against Asian people, like we just attacking Asian people, and that's broad in black culture, which is not true. As this, you know, as this shooting showed, this was a white supremacist, and most of the Asian hate comes from that side. It doesn't come from black people, but what they're doing, in my opinion, is they're going to use this to make some type of bill or law, which I think they've already started putting that in motion. They're going to make some type of bill or law to protect these people from quote-unquote hate crimes, you see? And but that's not to, you know, they don't even bring up the anti-black hate and racism that black people experience every day on a certain level, even coming from the Asian community. So it's a big deflection. I think it's a big, you know, finesse where they're going to try to create a bill. And if a random Asian gets attacked, they're going to use that bill to prosecute mostly black people. You know what I'm saying? If an Asian gets robbed by a black person, and it could just be a random robbery, not just because they're Asian, it's just you were just the victim of a crime. You know what I'm saying? Not because you was Asian, you just got victimized, which happens. But they're going to use that to say, oh, no, this was a hate crime. And start, you know, locking things up. So that's kind of the story, and that's kind of how I see this thing going. And you got a lot of celebrities and, you know, athletes getting on the bandwagon, stop Asian hate and hashtag this, hashtag that. But they're caping for people who historically don't even mess with us. They set up their businesses in our hoods and in the community and really don't rock with black people for real. You know what I'm saying? They don't really rock with black people. They just come in, set up the little nail shop, set up the little weave and, you know, little salons and whatnot. and just take money out the hood and do what they do and take it back to their community. So I don't understand why these celebrities, well, I do understand because they're being paid, but black people got to stop caping and doing the heavy lifting. Every time another groups get victimized, we feel like we got to be the number one cheerleader. No, those days are over. We're not doing the heavy lifting. At least I'm not. You know, if it's not pertaining to black people and how black people are treated, those people got to do their own thing, in my opinion, and fight for themselves, because for too long we done the heavy lifting for folks. And we always got to feel like, oh, since we the quote-unquote biggest victim, but anytime somebody else is victimized. No. Especially when we get a lot of anti-black hate coming from them as well. So, yeah, that's my two cents. I digress and let somebody else go in.
Okay. Mufasa, do you have anything that you have an opinion about it or no?
Yes, my one, Brother Care, pretty much is writing exactly in my thoughts on it. You know, he pretty much put it down. Ain't really too much more I can say to it. I'm so much on my blackity black end, I wasn't even paying attention to the story. I heard a little bit about it. And as soon as I heard it was about a bunch of Asian people, I can't even front. I didn't pay no more attention, because I know we got so much going on our end in our community. I can't worry about what's going on with these Asian people. So,
right.
Foolishness to me. You know, look, I'm not like I'm trying to downplay that some people lost lives, you know.
Right, of course.
I understand.
Exactly.
I get that. But, you know, hey, that's for the Asian people to fight, because we always on our own in our fight, and
right.
We get fake people that come in and act like they're trying to help us in our situation who really ain't. So I can't worry about that. Too bad that it happened. You know, my condolences to them and their families. You know, but as far as pulling in black people in that fight, man, I ain't with that. We need to be focusing on getting ourselves together. We still got our brains enslaved. I don't even look at it. It's not physical bondage no more. It's just mental bondage.
Right. Now, look,
you know,
check this out, brother. Check this out. Remember when the Asians was attacking the women in the community that was in their nail salons and stores and whatnot? And, you know, people was calling for boycotts.
I was just about to say that.
So that's kind of where we should be going with this. You know, what do y'all think about that? As far as boycotting a lot of their businesses, you know.
I was just going to say that, like, we had them incidents where black people was getting abused in these nail tech salons and hair places, and, you know, brothers was coming together trying to boycott it and couldn't get no assistance from the community. In one incident, I remember where a fight broke off where the girl was beat up by, you know, the Chinese people. I think it was a nail shop, I believe. And no, it was a hair place. And when a couple of brothers came to boycott them, all the Chinese people did was put on a sale. And, man, them black women had the line wrapped around the building. Where the brothers still standing there protesting, trying to say, look, we protest what happened to one of y'all sisters. You know, don't patronize these places. Man, them females was in line with the line wrapped around the corner. So that just show how mentally screwed up we are.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
You know, we have been, man, I ain't going to go too hard on this, but I'll say, female went off on the brother for trying to, you know, hold it down.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, it's sad. We got to get ourselves together. We can't be worried about these other people. We got to get ourselves together. It may never happen. I'll just be happy with football, I guess. I'll be happy with football.
Uh-huh.
Fall back.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gonna come to that point though, where we're gonna have to, you know, make a decision. Like, these people don't have anything essential really that we need, unless you count nails and weave. But I guess that may be essential to some folks. But you can get that stuff done at other places, you know. You try to find your local black-owned nail salon or nail tech or, you know, beauty supply shop. So it's going to come to that, and black people are going to have to make a decision, you know, whether we want to keep supporting these businesses and whatnot, you know.
But how about
I brought this up.
I was just going to say really quick, and how about even if you don't make it a multi-millionaire corporation, if you want to just do it sporadically, don't make it a whole lifestyle where you wearing somebody else's hair more than your own doggone hair, somebody else's stuff more than your own stuff. So even if you want to sometimes, because I know as a female, if you ain't want to, you know, dress up, just don't make it a lifestyle where you're giving them so much of your money and making them, you know, so rich, and you still here living, you know, paycheck to paycheck. No.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, this is all a finesse. I mean, just for me to wrap it up, I think it's all a finesse to really deputize the Asians. It's really a slap in the face, in my opinion, to black people and all the stuff that we, you know, had to endure. And now you got these Stop Asian Hate marches that's going on across the country. But it's like, in my opinion, the common denominator is white supremacy. Like, they don't want to admit that. They don't want to join that fight, because when it's beneficial and the white supremacists give them little, you know, give them little perks for practicing anti-black racism, then it's all good, you know, because these are the same folks who be trying to be buddy-buddy with the white supremacists. But yet, when they inflict that pain and harm on them, it's a different story. Then they want everybody else to rally behind them. But no, I'm not with it. You know what I'm saying? I kind of see through that. But they're going to use this, like I say, to put some type of bill or legislation, you know, for these folks, which, again, is a slap in the face, in my opinion, to black people. But I digress once again. So yeah, did you have anything else y'all wanted to put out on the table? Now, this is one thing I did want to put out there too, and I don't know if y'all seen this, but Tamir Rice's mother, Samaria Rice, came out and basically kind of went in on a lot of folks. She went in on Tamika Mallory, Sean King, Benjamin Crump, Lee Merritt, you know, all these folks, basically saying that they was using, you know, her son Tamir's Rice name in vain and just clout chasing, and they wasn't really looking for justice and whatnot. And this was on the, came right after Tamika Mallory did a performance at the Grammys with Lil Baby. And she did like a spoken word piece, basically saying, you know, we want justice and whatnot. And I'm going to be honest, I kind of stand with Tamir Rice's mother. You know, I think she makes a good point, because it doesn't seem to me that these people are after justice, because it's just like, it's an endless march. It's an endless protest. You just go be hashtagging everything. You go be protesting to the end of the world. But none of these race soldiers go to jail. None of these police that they killed, in her case, her 12-year-old son, who was in a park playing, this cat is still out. He's still applying for police jobs. You know, he's still out living his life, going to family functions and dinners and whatnot, just doing whatever, you know, a race soldier does. But he's able to be out here free, and nobody's talking about justice. It's kind of the same thing with the Breonna Taylor situation. You know, they keep, you know, hashtagging Breonna Taylor and keeping her name alive, which is good. But at one point, do we make another move? Like, are we just going to keep just saying her name? without any justice. Like, so, you know, we talked about protesting before, you know, as a strategy. You know, I don't think it's very effective, in my opinion. And they just use these to get, basically to get the people's emotions riled up. And it's like, they like, yeah, we did it, but what are you guys going to do? Are you going to keep protesting? Okay, we'll give you a slot at the Grammys, have you speak a few words. But they're not going to go to jail. They're not going to be punished for what they did. You know, we'll give you a commercial spot. We'll give you a slot here, give you a slot there to cry your eyes out. You know what I'm saying? Get emotional and say all this, these cute cliches and, you know, justice forever and Black Lives, not all this cute stuff, but nothing happened. You know, there are no results. So, you know, to sum it up, Tamir Rice mama came out talking about these people, and then also Mike Brown Sr. came out as well calling out Black Lives Matter and, you know, a few other organizations about how they've done with his son, with Mike Brown. And I think, if anything, with all the money that Black Lives Matter has raised, we're talking about millions and millions of dollars that these people have raised, close to billions. I think the parents of these people that they speak about at least should be compensated and should be taken care of, you know. But we know how Black Lives Matter get down. They get to pivot into LGBT issue. Then they start talking about trans lives matters and gay lives matters and all these other things. So we know how that game go, but it's good, I think, that a lot of these people, these organizations, Black Lives Matter, these celebrities, and some of these lawyers. I mean, we had Crump on the line, but I'm really starting to question a lot of things, you know, that are going down. We know he's a settlement lawyer. He just secures the bag for the family, but I'm trying to figure out what other things are in those contracts when these families get these settlements. They can't say nothing about the police. They can't ridicule or demand justice after they get these settlements. Like, what is going on that, you know, these families getting these payouts, which they do deserve and whatnot, but I think justice should be put in front of that. And I don't know if that's how they moving, because, you know, people brought up, and I ain't going to be long-winded, but people brought up, I don't think Crump is the only lawyer that people can get, you know what I'm saying? But I think he's in a position by the powers that be to use him to kind of calm things down, get the family a settlement, and then everybody moves on. And the settlements, by the way, are paid by the taxpayers. So it's not like the police, you know, it has to come out of his pocket or it comes out of the police department pocket per se. Those settlements come out of the city budget as a whole. So it's not like the police are even being punished for anything. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I digress. But, yeah, that was a story that came out. And, you know, if y'all want to share something on that as far as, you know, Black Lives Matter, these celebrities, the new woke community and how they're capitalizing basically on black trauma. So, do y'all have an opinion on that or what?
I just think it's sad, you know, and I can see that too, because I think I was telling you guys off the line about Tamika Mallory's post about the Grammys, and I found that so shocking that she was, you know, so excited about going to the Grammys. I'm like, I didn't understand that. So I do think that even though they may, just to try to give them the benefit of the doubt, they may start off in a I guess a good place, but, or maybe they don't, I don't know. But it does seem like that they really trying to get to something else. It's just about the clout, you know. So once they get there, then you see their true colors.
I'll make it very plain. It's all about that illusion of the inclusion. People deep down, the brainwashing is so heavy. Like, we need to be brainwashed of being a part of this society. You know, people out here talking about repping black this, black that, but you still basically just want to integrate into a society that was set up by your oppressor. Until you can really fully get brainwashed of all that, you know, we're going to see how these problems with these type of, how do I want to call them, pop-up revolutionaries. You know what I'm saying? You know, they pop up speaking black power and speaking out for the people, but really, deep down, they still want to be a part of this society. They just want to be heard. Like, right, as you said, they want the clout. You know, we have to be brainwashed. And that's why, you know, I always say me myself, that's why what made me join the Nation of Islam, because I'm trying to get all that foolishness washed up out of me, up out of my brain. You know, and I struggle, you know, but that was my purpose in doing it, is to get rid of that type of mentality and be through it, rid myself of that type of mentality and try to be prepared to do the hard work of breaking the loose from this system.
Right, yeah. And, that's what it's going to come down to, because like I said, it seems like use a lot of black people or people who they say is black to kind of speak on our behalf. You know what I'm saying? And when I say on our behalf, I mean, you know, black people that are rooted in this country who either A, was already here when the Europeans came, or B, or who was brought over kidnapped and brought over here on slave ships. And whose family
and
go generations
deep. And COINTELPRO is still a thing. I don't think that's over with.
Yes. Oh, most definitely. It's definitely still a thing. So, you know, we look at our organizations back in the day, every last one of them, you can run them on down, have been infiltrated. You know what I'm saying? Most notably, the Black Panthers. We just watched Judas and the Black Messiah dropped, you know, a few weeks ago and whatnot. And that kind of showed you how these organizations that we have always get infiltrated. When you talk about the new Black Panther Party, you talk about the Black Panther, you talk about Harvey organization, all of them at some point have been infiltrated, and they use black people, quote unquote, to infiltrate and compromise a lot of the groups that fight for black people. So, yeah, COINTELPRO is still a thing. It is still a thing. They moving a little different now. I was gonna ask you too. I wonder what happened. It was a guy named Jam Master Jay that was with the Infact. It was a group called Infact that was real big during the Breonna Taylor protests and whatnot. And he was kind of on the ground, and people thought, you know, they was a militia doing big things. But I haven't heard what they have been doing here lately. Excuse me. And the last I heard,
he was locked up.
Right. Last I heard that he had got arrested and he was being charged and whatnot. But a lot of people were saying that he was an informant. He was controlled opposition. I think that's the word they say. Controlled opposition, and we're going to have to figure out a way to deal with controlled opposition, right? People who go against the collective, the group of black people, we're going to have to figure out a way to punish them, and we got to figure out a way to reward the people that ride for black people and not be so quick to listen to white people and what they have to say about our leaders. Like, for too long, we didn't let white people choose our leaders. You know what I'm saying? They really gave us Jesse. They gave us Al Sharpton and these other mugs. They gave us Obama, too. So we got to look at that. Anytime the dominant society is trying to prop up black people and be like, hey, this is your new leader, this is who you should be following, that should be a red flag. Easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? That should be a red flag. You cannot let these people pick your leader. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I digress. But yeah, that was kind of interesting that that was brought up, and a lot of celebrities are compromised. We know that celebrities are losing a lot of clout with black people. You know, you can kind of look at Oprah over the years. She didn't kind of lost a lot of clout with black folks. There's a few other names. You can just go on down the line. And if they on TV or part of that Hollywood establishment, music, athletics, singing, pretty much they've all been compromised, unfortunately. You know, not all, but most of them have been compromised. And they may talk a good game for a minute, but at the end of the day, they have a whole nother agenda. So, we just got to be careful there. But I digress. Y'all want to, hit the call line, see what the family's talking about? We can do it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Kevin and that white supremacy stuff.
Yes, sir. Are you saying that's not real?
It's a big old...
You saying that's not real?
Myth overblown. What was it in the L.A. In the L.A. riots when blacks killed Koreans and burned their businesses down?
What do you mean, what was that?
What do you call that? That was an attack on Asians, right?
No, you mean after the Asian lady killed Natasha Harley?
That was way afterwards. These other Asian businesses didn't have nothing to do with it. So,
yeah, well, that's what you call collateral damage, right? When there's a war and you're trying to hit a target and you hit.
Well, it wasn't a war. The girl was in there. The girl was wanting to. I don't know the details to exactly, but she was wanting. She did something to the woman. The woman pulled a gun out and shot her. But
she didn't do nothing to the woman. She didn't do nothing to that lady.
But she did do something to say something to the woman. She did what she did. I think that case was solved in court. But what was done to them Asians' businesses, even during Ferguson, look at the Asian businesses there on West Slauson that was tore up. Chinese shop.
Right.
And on and on.
Collateral damage.
Now, when you go to Asians to buy merchandise to put on your shelves in your stores, you say blacks need to have businesses. They gonna charge you to cover all that, and then your stuff is gonna be priced so high on the rack that you won't be able to compete with the Asian businesses. Then you go out of business, and the Asians will be back down there buying stuff off your that you got for sale to go out of business for 10 cents on the dollar.
Right. But let's be clear with this. Now tell me if this is a true statement. Asian people do not. In general, do not support black businesses. You don't see a lot of Asians coming to soul food restaurants. You don't see the Asians coming to black businesses like that. You just don't see that. They do
down
not
here
support.
In Baton
they don't
Rouge,
support black
they
businesses
run a
at
soul
all.
Food
but
restaurant.
We all up in their stores.
Down in Baton Rouge, they run a soul food restaurant. They got a black woman on the cashier, and when the doors swing over, you can see back in the kitchen. There's Asians back there cooking fried fish. Chicken and other stuff. Now, on the other hand, Asians, it's your leaders that's completely out of control. They want to have laws that protect them. That's what gets me, like this guy down there in Atlanta, Warnock, the preacher.
Right.
In China, Nigerians are beat up, quarantined, and kept in isolation.
Yep.
They won't allow them to go in no further than where they are set up there on the docks with their little shops and everything. What they're trying to cater to, I guess, is other Nigerians and Africans that's in China.
Right.
During the virus, they was blamed for the virus. the Nigerians mm-hmm. were.
Right.
And you got on you can see all on YouTube where you got Asians beating the hell out of them. Matter of fact, beating some to death.
Yeah, I ain't seen that. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
So the problem is with your ratchet leaders.
Right.
Look
at
Cori Bush.
Did you see the mayor of Atlanta?
Ratchet.
Those people down there are showboating. The mayor of Atlanta, I don't know what she said. I heard what that senator said that was just elected.
She was basically caping for the Asians, too. And that's a Democratic script. That's how you know that this is a Democratic script that the liberals put in motion when you talk about this Stop Asian Hate. This is something that they put in motion.
Well, let's talk about some more of this stuff. You voted for one to take Lacey Clay's place, which he wasn't that cool. She's working hard for an illegal that's held up as a refugee in a sanctuary church in Webster Groves.
Right. Right. Right.
This guy came into the country. He's been held up in that church I don't know how long. Now, I'm not sure if he had a family, but I know he's got, from reading the paper, he's got at least 5 babies since he's been held up in that church.
See what I'm saying?
Using the 14th Amendment, which wasn't made for them. 14th Amendment was made for slaves and their children.
Right.
Kamala Harris' parents was in the country illegally. They were not under the jurisdiction of the United States. That's what the 14th Amendment says. Anyone that's under the jurisdiction of the United States, born here in the country, is a citizen of the state, citizen of the country. If your parents is illegal, how in the heck is a child going to be legal? They do have sex trafficking going on in those massage parlors and also the restaurants. That stuff has been documented.
Right.
They have those birthing hotels where an Asian woman, a Chinese mix, will pay $40,000 to $80,000 with the connection, and they smuggle in here to the United States, and they stay in these hotels and until it's time to deliver that baby. And that baby supposedly is a citizen. Trump done away with a lot of that stuff. Blacks stood in line, listened to the hype, and came out in mass and voted for Joe Biden, who now has the borders wide open.
Right.
Like your refrigerator door on a hot July day. You trying to figure out what you want in there.
Right.
Yeah, and what is black leadership saying? Blacks in America got something, other than a few, and I'm talking about politicians. I'm not talking about, you know, ministers and that stuff. These politicians ain't work for dime.
That's true.
They sell you down the river each and every time. And we could have 3 shows on that.
That is true.
Yep. And that's exactly why I said I miss, as a black person, I miss Donald Trump because that was the realest one we had in a long time. And I still say he going to go down. If people really want to look at it, he can go down as the best president this country has had in my lifetime. I can't speak before
you got,
me, but in my lifetime.
You got bad leadership, then you got a ratchet media that hyped
that
everything
he's done in order
to create a sentiment against him. Hell, just like when he was coming down the ramp at West Point, it was slick. He was taking his time. They said he had dementia. Well, damn it. If he had dementia coming down the ramp, what did Joe Biden have going up the steps where he fell 3 times? People usually fall down steps, not up steps.
Right.
3 times. 3 times.
Hilarious.
3 times.
Yeah,
you got people coming across the border, don't have no records of no shots, don't know if they got COVID.
Right.
You got over 3,000, some people say as much as 10,000 children headed out by themselves. What responsible parent would allow their children to go out by themselves with a stranger and trek 1,200 miles to the American border. And when the law right. says, or when the rules say, you're supposed to go, you're supposed to apply in your own country. If you're being terrorized in your own country, go to the adjacent country.
Right.
You know what the law should be made? The law should be made to punish severely people that's coaching these folks down there in the South to do these things. It just conveniently, about 300 or 400 or 500 of them show up with a Joe Biden T-shirt. Where do they get that from?
Right. Hilarious. Yeah, a lot of Democrats, man. They love these folks up in there.
So you don't need no more laws. You don't need no laws for Asians. Asians are supposed to be American. But now, if some people that's in the country illegally, I don't know how you're going to handle that. They ain't supposed to be in the country. You're not supposed to be in the country working. One crime going
right.
go wipe out another crime. And you got to believe what the man say. This didn't have nothing to do about any hate. He's going to the massage parlors. I don't know why. Probably the same reason that people used to go to the massage parlor there on Del Mar and Newstead. They used to sit there on the southeast corner years ago. I don't know if I've seen you sneaking off in there, Kevin.
you
didn't go to the massage parlor, did you, Kevin?
No, sir.
No, all right.
Well, if it was black people, I probably would have kicked off in one of them.
Yeah, it was black women up in there, all right. But no, that's what, this stuff is being hyped up by politicians, Democrats, and news trying to attack
right.
Trump, saying that he called it the Chinese virus. Well, what happened? What
right.
about when they called it the Hong Kong virus? Hong Kong flu.
Right.
Man, I tell you, people seem to forget. Anyway, I'm going to let somebody else get on and raise their opinion. Appreciate
your
time.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Colin. Appreciate it.
Right on, bro.
Right on. They all on script. They are compromised. Even these black ones, and I hate to say it, you know, our sister Cori Bush, she's running with that old Democratic script, caving for immigrants. Illegal immigrants over black people. Like, come on. Come on, fam. We got to be for real. And then you want to confuse and use intersexuality and start talking about gay rights and, you know, sexism is just as worse as racism and all this nonsense that they tell these people to say is just unbelievable, man. And we got to watch out for them. I don't trust these Democratic Negroes. I'm sorry, I don't. I really don't. But I digress. I'm going to need to call line.
All right,
we're going to get another join call. The family. Open discussion.
Okay.
Let's go.
Area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or comment?
Well, I have a question, and then I have a comment. The comment, I'm going to get out the way. Like in the 1800s when the Irish came, they said there's nothing lower than the Irish but a black man. That's going right now with the Asians. They're trying to make sure they stay above black people.
Right.
So,
there you go. There you go.
So they're fighting for their space in this race war.
And another thing
about Kamala Chameleon Harris. Did you hear her yelling, she's Asian now?
Yeah, she been that.
She said, first she says she's black, then she says she's Hindu,
right.
or she's Hindu, then she's black, now she's Asian.
Right.
I mean,
right.
we got a person running the country who don't even know who she is. And then you have Biden slipping up and saying, yeah, President Kamala.
I don't see anybody getting treated.
You know, I don't see anybody treating Asians bad here at all. Because they stick to themselves.
Right, exactly.
And the most we deal with them is like in the store.
Right.
So, and I think they have their little nail salons or whatever, but Kevin said, they make money. They in the black neighborhood, they take that money out the neighborhood and take it back to their neighborhood.
Yeah.
Where they so they only deal with us just to take our money.
But like I said,
they're fighting for their position in this race war. Make sure they stay above us.
Right.
So
exactly. That's what this
and the guy the shooting at the spa. You guys gotta forgive him. He had a bad day.
But
that could be constituted as hate crime because he went killed Pacific, targeted Pacific. So, but it also came back that the sheriff that was speaking was also pushing a T-shirt that said COVID-19 imported from China. And after he did all this, this white privilege snuck in too. He got took in without a mark.
Without a mark, exactly.
He didn't get shot. Nothing.
Right.
And like I said, that sheriff is covering for another racehold. So.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine if you just went out and just killed people every time you had a bad day?
I mean, tell me about it. It wouldn't be nobody left.
especially black people. We have bad days all day. We ain't out killing them. But as far as them trying to say that it's black people, no. It's all economics. And they really don't do nothing for the neighborhoods they're in. They just take the money out. So.
Right.
And.
Yeah.
But. I personally haven't seen anybody mistreat any age. And if I do, I usually say something. Like, man, how are you going to talk to her like that? So, I mean, but I'm going to digress.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yes,
so,
indeed. Appreciate you, Carla. But, no, you made some good points, Carla. Appreciate it. Yeah, just to add on to what the caller said. Hello?
Yeah, I just said thanks, caller.
Oh, okay.
Just to add on to what the caller said.
Yeah. Just to add on, there's nobody in the black community specifically targeting Asians, but these crimes look orchestrated, or it's just, they're just in neighborhoods where there's crime and they're victim of crimes, but it has nothing to do with them being Asian. But again, they're going to push that narrative, like the caller said, in order for the Asian community to make sure that they stay above black people in the quote-unquote race war, which, there is a race war, whether people believe it or not. And for a long time, black people have just been on the bottom, if we're being honest. As a group, again, we're talking in general, as a group, black people have been on the bottom, right? Then you have Hispanic, Asians, all the way up to white. But the key thing is, as long as those other groups display anti-black racism, they're in good with the white supremacists, in my opinion. Now, this is, like I say, this is how I interpret and see things. As long as those other groups, and other groups I mean Hispanic or Asian, if they continue to practice anti-black racism, they'll be good with the white supremacists. And that's how it goes. They get rewarded. They turn a blind eye to racism, or they could practice their own anti-black racism against black people, and they'll be good. So they just try to make sure that they don't get on the bottom, and take the place of black people. And that's what this is about, in my opinion. And I think the liberal the liberal Democrats are helping to push that agenda because they know that black people are demanding reparations and we're demanding something tangible for ourselves, and they're not trying to hear that. So they'd rather prop the Asians up as a spite to, we not going to do nothing for you Negroes. So, you know, that's just kind of how I see it, but I digress.
At the end of the day, the vice president really considers herself Asian.
Right, right, right. She go back and forth. She Asian one day, then she black, then she Indian, then she didn't smoke weed, listen to Tupac, and like she go back and forth. So it's really phony. You know, people have called her phony for a long time with the fake laughs and all that, look, you know what I'm saying, all that type stuff. So I think black people see through it, that it's not genuine, and she just plays whatever role is convenient. If she's speaking in front of, you know, the Hindu American society, she's going to be Hindu. She's speaking in front of the Asian, whoever, Asian group, she's going to be Asian. She's speaking in front of black people, she's going to be black. You know what I'm saying? And that's how they plan it. When she really told you she doesn't really have an allegiance to black Americans here, and her record with black people in America, in California or whatnot, is not good. So we know how she get down. So, you know, I don't think nobody's falling for her, her tricks and how she trying to
some
portray
herself.
Some
blacks
are
falling.
Yeah, I take that back. Some folks are. That is true. That is true. That is true.
Some black. A lot of black.
That is true.
Black.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah, that's sad, but hey.
There was a big campaign about, you know, calling her black sister and all that stuff. So a lot of blacks are falling for it, especially a lot of black women.
Right. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. I can't wait. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. I can't wait. I hope she does something to just let folks know where she really stands. You know, if the ancestors can bless us with anything, yeah, they can expose her and let her show her true colors.
Huh? You mean you hope she does something else because she's already done something to let people know where she's standing? So you're saying you hope she does something else?
Right, something else, yeah, yeah, something else. Something that's more clear where people just finally get it, like, okay, this woman is not rocking with us.
Man.
But, right, she has done things and said things. I'm not going to do nothing specifically for black people. No. Like, that's a classic,
hey.
One of her classic lines that she said.
That woman,
yeah.
That woman could, man, it ain't nothing left for that kid to do. They gon' black
right.
women gonna love her regardless.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Because I think I don't know what it is. Is it because she kind of looks black, or?
Yeah, that's
I think
what
people
it is.
Get confused.
They identify her as a black woman. Now, unless she do something, unless she go into their personal house and smack their kids or smack them or smack their family members, then they going to keep rocking with her and feeling like that they identify her as a black woman. That's how they going to continue to feel unless she go into their house and do something.
Wow. Wow. See, that's our problem right there. We just accept anybody they say is black. That's going to have to stop.
When drown a man and reach
stop.
For a straw. So they reaching. They reaching. They want her to be a pure 100% black woman so bad, just so they can say we have a black woman as a president. They're reaching. And drown a man and reach for a straw. So they want it to be so bad that they like, well, shoot, this is good enough. This is
right,
good
right.
enough. You know, so that's how I see it.
Hello. Hilarious. And yeah, Joe gonna need Joe Biden gonna need a stunt double here in a minute. I don't think Joe's gonna make it this whole presidency. Something's gonna happen. He gonna need a stunt double. Or Joe gonna be out here like Weekend at Bernie's. Y'all remember that movie, Weekend at Bernie's? Where the dude died and they was kind of propping him up. That's how Joe going to be. They going to do Joe like that. Because Joe's health is not going to hold up. You know, they were stopping the man from doing press conferences a lot or taking questions at the press conferences because they know how he be stumbling and bumbling. And, yeah, he's going to need a stunt double. He's not going to be able to make it this presidential administration. He's not going to be able to make it through the whole term.
This thing still have over 3 years to go.
Exactly. And as he gets older, it's all deteriorating. So, yeah, he's going to do something. He's going to say something wild. I'm just waiting on him to say something wild, you know, at one of these press conferences and whatnot. And, yeah, they're going to have to do something with their boy. You have to do something with them. But, yeah, family, you just joined us, Collective Minds Radio. We here. We doing an open discussion. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. And y'all want to hit the call lines or what?
Okay, area code 314-438. Call or you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Okay, area code 314-438. We're just listening. Area code 315-767. Calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey there, Collective Minds. How y'all doing?
Bonjour.
Brother Zen.
Yeah, Zen. Calling in today from the great state of Missouri. I'm actually in Missouri today. I'm in Springfield.
All right.
There you go.
That sounds real
Springfield, Southwest Missouri. Yes, sir.
Yeah, just a little ways away. But I've been listening. I like your thought on it, Kevin. I've been thinking about this, too, and in your earlier thought when you say they're putting this together, because, you know, they're always trying to push an agenda, and this is just like they use the COVID, just like they use anything. They'll use anything to make something move on their behalf. And I like your thinking on how, like, down the road, this is going to turn into something. Because you already know, we see the videos of the knockout games out in New York and Chicago and big cities, the knockout games where they're punching the Jews and punching the Asians and knocking them out. So
you're right.
Down the line, it's going to turn into something to break us. Right now, they're using the white guy, and it's a big thing against white people right now because they're trying to demoralize the white race to weaken our nation. But at the same time, it's going to come back and bite the black man in the ass like everything else usually does.
Because
we're the lowest, on the totem pole. No matter how we look at it, we're the lowest on the totem pole.
Right. So
now,
we got
to
like
do you
said.
Think we can help to get out there? What do
What's
you
that?
Think can happen, Carla, that can get us to realize that and do something? And do you think that'll ever happen?
No, we're too busy trying to get to our next, you know, our next paycheck. We're too busy trying to get our Nikes, we're too busy trying to get our fast cars. We're too busy trying to get them sound systems. We're too busy being individuals trying to impress the next person rather than come together and say, we don't need that. We need to actually make a community of families, not just a bunch of individuals trying to step on top of the next one. But I say we in a general sense because, again, the bad part of our group is it's only about 30%. But then the other 60% is divided into, you know, about 10% of people trying to help out the 30%, which is kind of a wasted effort. We just let them go down their path while the other 60% do what they do, and we come together. But then we are also so divided because we're trying to keep our heads above water, too. And whenever you get somebody that pops up and says, hey, this is how you get to where I'm at. What happens to them? They're castigated. They're called an Uncle Tom. They're called a sellout. And it's not just the 30% at the bottom that are doing that. It's the 60% in the middle that don't really want to do the hard work to get there at the same time. They just want that person that made it to the top to throw them the money. But that's not how it works. Now, they pass the money down in their family. That's how white people do it. They pass the money down in their family. And back in the day, the white people used to build libraries, but they didn't build libraries and museums and stuff just for white people. They built it for the community. Whoever could get into their community could grow and prosper from it. So, but today we today it's just about me. And it's and the white people are falling off that away too. Now it's just family taking care of family. It's not communities. Unless you talk about the Jewish community in the inner cities and like little Chinatowns and whatnot. Right. They take care of each other. Little Haiti down in Miami, they're a bunch of black people, but they take care of each other. Because they have they have a culture that they can fall back on. Black Americans don't have a culture of anything other than suffering and being slaved over, being oppressed. Our culture is oppression, unfortunately. And that's the loudest voices of us. We ring the culture of Black America, which is oppression, all the way from the Slavery Day Foundation. But we individually have to break away from that mindset ourselves. You can't force anybody to break away from it, especially when it's so deeply inbred from generation to generation. And then the government turns it into a two with reminding us every day through the new program that they're putting in the schools and about how we need to coddle our black people because they're frail and they're weak. We're not weak. But that perception, if you run with it, can get you paid and get you advantages.
Right.
But when you use
we're not weak at all.
Because you didn't work as hard. Because you didn't work as hard, you don't have the experience. So when you take those advantages, you kind of limit yourself.
Right, but I don't think, I'm going to be honest, Carla, I don't think that black people don't work hard.
I didn't say that either. I said there's a certain loud minority, like 30%, that don't do jack shit and just expect everything to them. Then there's 10% that are up at the top that will try, and then the rest of us are somewhere in the middle. But we're kind of just stuck where we're at. Like, I'd love to reach out and hand out, but I can't because I'm too light-skinned. So nobody would take me seriously anyway. Plus, I'm trying to dig myself out of the hole that the government and our society has put me in my damn self. So there's nothing I can do except to do me, just like I'm talking about. All I can focus on is me. Because if I don't take care of me, no one else is going to.
Right, and that's not a problem as long as you know you're on code and by on code.
Yeah,
and
I'm not getting in the way.
Yeah, you're not getting in the way. You're not undermining black people in a sense. You know, as long as you're not doing that, then you're good. But you have people that go out of their way to kind of undermine our situation.
Especially
when you made a good point. Right, especially when it benefits them. But you made a good point about black culture and our history and stuff like that. And I think that's a result of what we've been taught, because we've been taught our history from their perspective, from a European white American's perspective, which is not empowering to us because it puts you in a victim kind of mindset. It puts you in a victim mindset. So we got to be the ones to reteach our history and empower ourselves through the history. Right.
Yes. And it has become the foundational backstop of our, if you're born in America, subculture. Not all black people think that way, because not all black people were born in America and born into this school system and born into this societal structure that laid down the foundation that black people are less because we were slaves once.
Right. And then the history starts with the slave.
I don't know why I have to feel that way. I was never a slave, so I'm just a man.
Right, right.
You was
right.
never a slave,
that's why,
so you're just a man.
Right. That's why I say that, to be honest, especially when you talk about history that we didn't see, to be honest, it really doesn't matter whether the history is true or not. Because
nope.
the point of history is to empower the people. Right. It's to empower you, to give you something to look forward and to aspire to. And with our history, like I just said, we've been told about the slavery, the trauma, how we've been beaten, how things it is. We the number one with heart disease. We the number one with this. Like all these issues and problems that they kind of pile up on us as it relates to history, when all we had to do is just tweak the history to show victories, to show situations where we won, where we were triumphant and overcame and things like that, and not this. We just wallowing and getting sprayed with water holes, or we were slaves and roots and all these other things that are put into our head. We just need to show us winning in history and being triumphant. And there are plenty of stories that have not been told that are actually documented history of Black people winning. But we just got to get those stories out and tell those to the youth so we can empower ourselves and not be using the victim mentality and just wallow in victimhood, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
Yeah, we just got to use history to empower ourselves. And that's not what we're doing, because I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, man, when you look back at history, because when Donald Trump had to make America great again, you know, many Black people, we frown up on history. We like, because we don't see any good stories in the history. We like, make America great again? No. That's some racist stuff. Like, we don't want to go back there because we haven't been told our history of when we won or when we prevailed. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't get those stories from regular public school education, you know, and that's kind of our, part of our hindrance, because we start to believe those things about ourselves, you know, that may not be true. You know what I'm saying?
I got one more comment before I get up off of here.
Yes, sir.
Got one more comment. So I think I have a theory on why Black women are in love with Kamala Harris, no matter what she says or what she does. It's because
Let's hear it.
She's a female. She's a person of color. She's the color that most Black women would think is what, you know, they want to be. And she has a natural weave. She has that long, black, wavy hair that women pay tons of money to have.
Yaki.
She already has it.
Right. Right. You got that Yaki number nine.
Kamala is what they wish they were, unfortunately, because that's what society has led them to believe that they should be, lighter and have that long, luxurious hair.
Man, we need some Kamala supporters on here to speak out.
That's an interesting
observation.
She's loved. And she's loved by the white man.
Yep.
They love her, don't
they? Because she's easy. Because she's a controllable. She's a controllable person of color that can represent the black person, even though she ain't.
Right. And nobody ever talks about her husband, who's a high-powered lawyer in D.C. And he spent time at firms on both coasts. So this man is overlooked, and I'm sure – a lot of people talking at night, and he's he needs to be looked out for. Don't ever overlook the spouse of these quote unquote powerful people, politicians and whatnot.
All right, but that was it. That's all I got. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we appreciate you, Carla. Right on. Yes, indeed.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now you made some good points with that.
That
was deep.
I couldn't say much on that one. I mean, I just pray that that's not true.
But look, she is an AKA. You know she's an AKA, quote unquote. So that's the other thing.
Yeah.
She's an AKA.
I just pray that what she said is not true. That
right.
women is idolizing and wanting to be like her and all that, I mean, I just hope that what he said isn't true. I just put it like that.
Well,
I mean that sounds really sad.
It is sad.
You know, that just sounds really sad, and I don't want to. That
it
that,
don't just sound sad.
Mind.
It is sad.
And that's one of them things where it's like if you was to confront somebody about that. You know, if you was to confront somebody about that, that'd be one of the things that they wouldn't admit, but that's like a subconscious thing that may be the reason that they like her, but nobody's going to admit to that. But under the surface, the caller may have a point. Yeah, nobody's going to admit to that, but subconsciously he may have a point. You know, that may be the reason.
I'm hoping that he don't. I'm hoping that it's wrong. Because that would be so sad and disturbing, you know,
right.
Their way of thinking.
Okay,
right.
Do we have any
True.
Dark? Do we have any dark women with natural hair, natural kinky hair that has, you know, been successful in her type of setting?
Oh, I was getting ready to say
not that made it that far. No,
the last
it made
thing
it to
you
vice
said
president.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, not that made it there for.
No.
I mean, look.
The last
even Cori Bush, even Cori Bush took them braids down.
God, did
oh,
you?
My God.
Yeah, you all didn't trip off that?
No, I didn't.
Hey, Corey.
I didn't.
Hey.
Yeah, they got her, boy. Them Democrats, oh, man, they love them to Cori Bush. They about to, ooh-wee. She finna be pushing all type of issues.
Yeah, her skin going to be lighter next.
Somebody did bring up, now Condoleezza Rice, somebody brought her. She did make it there for her. She wasn't dark skinned, so no, she don't count. Condoleezza Rice, who was with the Bush administration.
Yeah.
The second Bush. But yeah, she was kinda brown skinned. She wouldn't count, but
she was
you
know. It was dark enough. I mean, she was dark and obviously she was very an obvious black woman.
Yeah, Condoleezza, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she was. I mean, she may not have been the darkest. She wasn't Leslie Jones dark, but you know, she was. She had a dark.
Was her husband
tone.
Black? I don't
I
think
was
she was married.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she was married. It was rumors that she was messing with the president of France, Trudeau, back in the day.
Mm.
But I don't think she was married.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know how that goes. But, yeah, family, I mean, as far as the news go, it was a quiet week. Like I said, I don't be watching the news, but I pay attention to a few little headlines here and there. And it seemed like kind of a slow week besides the spa shooting, the Atlanta spa shooting. That was kind of big. But, other than that, it didn't seem like, you know, too much was going on out in these streets for real. You know, which is good. You know, which is good. But, yeah, fam, we here. This Collective Minds. We down to the last, we about to approach the last 10 minutes of the show. And, you know, y'all, anything else y'all want to put out there, what y'all got coming up this week, or, you know, any other topics that we didn't get to that y'all want to touch on?
I wanted to touch base on some parenting, but I guess we can wait to next week on that. I know most of it kind of derived from the Kirk Franklin situation. You know, he apologized about cussing his son out and and calling them names and things like that. He got a lot of support, though, from people, you know, when Monique spoke out, Steve Harvey spoke out. You know, they said...
It's a sad day.
They ain't said nothing. So, I mean, I do want to touch base on some parenting next week.
Okay. It's a sad day when you got to apologize for... accosting your kid. Yeah, I mean, for the curse,
they lucky,
like,
they lucky I wasn't Kirk Franklin.
Come on, man.
Because I'd have cussed him out, and I'd have cussed everybody else out who had something to say about it.
Exactly.
I've been a cussing
fool. Like, he was trying to, that's just ridiculous. Like, what? Like, that even made the news. I was surprised that was even a story. Like, come on, y'all. And Kirk playing along with it, y'all. We canceled our son. We've had a toxic relationship for a long time, and we're working with them. I'm like, Kirk, you don't have to apologize, bro. What are you doing? I know these white folks told you to apologize.
He had a mother.
Right. Like,
I didn't even know he had a mother. She even came out talking on platform.
Yeah, so, you know, man, that's just crazy.
Maybe
but it's a sad day when you got to apologize for it. Yeah. And then people were trying to compare that to the Mike Epps when he went off on his daughter. But I think she was younger, right? Her son is like 33.
Yeah.
And
right.
I think Mike Epps' daughter was a lot younger. Huh?
Yeah, she was 19. And it was a female, too, you know.
Right. It was a female. He was calling the long time. Yeah, so that was a little different, in my opinion, you know. So I don't, you know, I didn't think Kurt had to apologize like that.
Yeah, my opinion
too
was that we know Mike Epps' daughter not only was a daughter, but she was 19. And from what I know of the story, could be much more that I don't know, but from what I do know of the story, she had a legitimate gripe to be, because he didn't acknowledge her as his child when he was on the Oprah show. So she had legitimate, anger to feel a certain kind of way at her age. She didn't know how to categorize that emotion. If your father is Mike Epps, he's on the Oprah show, and he's married to a non-black woman. His other kids that he had by his new wife are all white. She's dark. She's from his first. Well, I don't know if they were married, but her mom and him was together long before the public really knew about him. And so his first daughter is more of a dark complexion. So she don't feel like he acknowledged her, and that's probably the truth. He probably don't, but whether he always do or not, when he was on Oprah, he didn't. He just said he had the kids, the light-skinned kids, with his wife, his current wife at the time. And she had a problem with that, you know. So her situation was a little bit more understandable, legitimate. And so I really think he was dead wrong. It made me look at him, even still to this day, real different. Because, and even the people that supported him, like Ricky Smalley for one, it made me look at them real different. Because I don't condone that. He talked about this girl called her bees. This is your 19-year-old daughter. You calling her these names, talking about you going dog walking, dragging, beating, and all this stuff. It was not the same as Kirk Franklin. It was not the same. But
Right. You saying his wife is non-black now?
Well, she may be a light-skinned woman. I don't know. She mixed or something. She not fully. At least I don't think so. Either way, even if I'm incorrect with saying she's not fully black, she's very light skinned, so she's one of those iffy ones potentially. his kids are lighter, you know, with the soft hair and all that. So when he was on the Oprah show,
her daddy not black. I guarantee her daddy is not black.
Right, Mike Epps' wife.
His wife.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Somebody
yeah,
not black.
To his daughter, his her daddy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Somebody is not black, and so he, you know, he catered to him and said that black culture have this complex. Unfortunately, touching base on kind of like what the last caller said. It is sad and heartbreaking that it is, you know, in a lot of subconscious minds of the black community that this look is more beautiful and better in a sense, you know. And Mike Epps, just like what Too Short said, you know, they make comments and stuff like that. So he probably did feel like, dang, he only acknowledged those kids that he had with the light-skinned woman when Oprah asked him about his kids. You know, so his defense was that he was just answering the question as far as how many kids he had with his wife. Whether he was answering it that way or not, he was still kind of like, it was still deceptive in a way to me, and I think he should acknowledge all his kids, especially on the Oprah show. You know, I think he should have acknowledged all his kids, and he just didn't do that. And even if he'd done it in error, instead of him just apologizing to his daughter for making her feel that way, whether he intentionally made her feel that way or not, he just chose to cuss her out about her being upset about it. But at 19, you know, and that's your daughter, she can easily feel a certain kind of way about that. You know, so I don't think that was real crazy, but instead of him apologizing, saying, baby girl, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way, I didn't want you to feel that way and all that, he didn't handle it that way. You know, he cussed her out. So, but yeah, that was crazy. But I did want to touch base on some parenting, so maybe we can kind of touch base on that next week. And Mufasa, did you ever get a chance to look at the Coming to America show yet, the new episode?
No, to be continued.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I just wondering, just get to it when you can. It's no big deal. You can actually wait till they start showing it on Channel 11 one year. I mean, it's cool.
did you like it?
It was cool. Like I said before, Eddie Murphy didn't act very well. I think his curse is that he did so many characters. I don't think he was finding his place. He was somewhere to me stuck between Donkey on Shrek and Retribution on Norbit. He wasn't finding Hakeem to me. He was doing a lot of the Donkey on Shrek, and he did a lot of Retribution to me and his character. They were standing out more. And I think that's his curse, just doing too many characters. And when he got here, he's getting older, I don't think he can find his character. So he had very poor, very, very poor acting to me. The storyline wasn't that strong. I didn't like the storyline. So it is what it is. But if nobody have any last words, I know we got about almost a minute left to the live, and I can just thank everybody for tuning in with us like you do. We appreciate you for supporting us, and if you have any show topics, please feel free to send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com and follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Instagram, and tune in with us next Sunday, 6 p.m., 7:30 p.m., 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace.
Yeah, don't be afraid to call in and speak your mind. Speak your peace.
Stand on your square. We on the earth. We about to earn.
Peace.
Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective a colorful perspective. The brothers, the brothers. word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.